Hello and welcome to our ongoing series of conversations with people that are bringing clarity to our digital lives. Extremely fortunate today to catch up with Eric Deneau. He is the CTO for VTech, who's been really taking the role of video in the enterprise across a wide variety of industries and really introducing new innovations that are helping organizations derive more value out of their enterprise video investments. Eric, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us today.
You're welcome. Today, it's true that video is really ubiquitous. We can find it everywhere, and especially in business environments, it's more and more used. Of course, the recent pandemic has been increasing that, and video in a digital form is used for many, many different things. And of course, it's something that is of high interest for the organizations. So we see the use of video as a really something that is becoming now needed for optimization, because it's been filling all the networks, it's been increasing all the time. And that's why VTech is proposing solutions that definitely will tackle this this increase in video usage.
In fact, according to a VTech study, a study that VTech commissioned, a survey of enterprise technology network operators, significant year-over-year rise in video traffic flowing over information technology networks, IT networks, across industries. But it does raise the very interesting issue that as video traffic rises to meet the demands, especially in this pandemic and post-pandemic era, what are the sustainability implications of introducing this bandwidth intensive category of traffic into organizations? And so I guess, Eric, my first question to you would be, what is the current state of video energy efficiency across enterprise environments as you sort of interact with the marketplace?
Well, the current state is that definitely there are more and more usage that really need video and that make use of video over existing IT infrastructure, which is most of the time software-defined infrastructure. So it's now filling a lot of the resources that were not dedicated to that initially. And for example, in the data centers, today more than 60% of the resources are used for video processing, which makes a huge amount of energy which is used for video. And this is clearly not what it was intended for. And there are much more efficient ways to do it, because this trend to use more video is not going to decrease. We have a lot of usage in VTech products that are, for example, for medical, for corporate communications, for remote access, remote operations, remote driving, a lot of usage that require higher bandwidth video, high quality video, low latency video. And there is definitely a challenge in making this the amount of data that it represents optimized over the IT infrastructure. And that's one of the challenges that VTech tackles with the solutions that integrate very efficient processing. And this goes by an integration of the lower layers, the hardware layers, up to the higher software layers.
So Eric, tell me a little bit about how that works. So we know that video is an inherently bandwidth intensive activity, because any decrease in fidelity is very obvious and takes away from the user experience and can even be off-putting. It can turn people off. So what can be done? How is it that you can integrate measures of efficiency across the stack of technology that you describe, from from the capture through its utilization of infrastructure resources to encryption and how it is that it is delivered over the IT infrastructure. What can be done to begin to streamline this, to have it use fewer resources without sacrificing fidelity?
That's a very question, and that's indeed what we are working at, on in the R&D teams in VTech. One of the things that can be done is obviously implementing technologies and designing new technologies that allow to be more efficient in terms of processing, to decrease the bandwidth while keeping the quality high. And this is something that is very, I would say, R&D intensive. And we're investing in these new algorithms. But now this new technology, then they have a constraint is that all the devices that are interacting on the network need to be able to talk to each other. So there is a need for interoperability, which goes through standardization of this algorithm and processing and data formats. And this is something that VTech is very involved in as well, is working on standardized technologies and making sure that systems can interoperate, and also systems can be integrated in hardware, because all this video processing is much more efficient when it's implemented in a, very deeply in the hardware with the most efficient technologies that exist in the chipset design that VTech is using. And of course, this needs to be integrated in the workflows. So we need also to take into account hardware integration, but also workflow and software workflow integration. So by having all these vertical technologies integrated together, we can optimize and we can make use of the best technology at the right place.
It's interesting, the tension, though, between the innovation that often leads to proprietary breakthroughs, right? So things that create an opportunity for VTech to differentiate itself by introducing more efficient technologies. And then the standards community, which, of course, is critical so that there's somebody on the other side of the phone to pick up, right? So you need to have these standards. How do you manage the tension between innovation, your desire to exploit the benefits of the R&D effort that you're putting into it over the standards community in which you're also active in? How does that balance between innovation and standards come together for you?
Yeah, that's a very good point, and it's a dilemma, in fact, because it's true that when you want to provide solutions that are unique, you need to differentiate. But on the other hand, you need to have interoperable technology. So we manage that by first by contributing to the common I would say to the community by being involved in the standards definition. But in parallel, we also implement it in a way which makes it unique. So it's a balance between defining something that is common, that can be understood by others, but implementing it in a way which really make it more efficient, more usable than the competing products.
Yeah. Now, are you seeing an evolution in the standards community that is contributing to the topic that we're talking about, which is to improve efficiency, to reduce energy utilization, and to sort of streamline the delivery of video content, of video streams, without sacrificing the quality of those images?
Yes, definitely we see a move in this direction. And today, because I mean, digital video has been worked on for more than 30 years now. And in order to have more efficiency, the algorithms and all the processing has been complexified over time. And now we have very complex processing, which needs to be implemented, which make it difficult to be energy efficient. So we see a trend and a growing trend in the industry going towards simplification rather than over complexification, even if it means losing some gains. So there is a very big move in this direction. And by the way, VTech is involved in the Green Peg initiative, which is indeed driving the industry in this direction, pushing towards simplification and energy efficient technology rather than complexifying things, even if it's at sometimes the not benefit of the bandwidth. So it's a trade-off which we see more and more present in the standards activities.
What would be an example of this simplification that you're describing to create that balance of maintaining the basic high fidelity of the images, creating a more energy efficient and delivery of video through a more efficient workflow? What would be an example of how that's playing out in the leadership that VTech is providing in that direction?
I see two examples that can be illustrating this. First, the fact that, for example, in communication, sometimes we use a way to compress the data, to reduce the bandwidth, which is not necessarily required for the type of usage. So there is first a technology that allows to adapt the complexity to the things that needs to be tackled, which allows to reduce the processing in certain circumstances. So that's a topic on which VTech can be involved in the MPEG group. And the other one is by using technologies inherited from artificial intelligence, where instead of having, I would say, complex algorithms, you make the processing based on learning capabilities of the machines, which instead of making some complex processing, they use some pre-existing, I would say, patterns that based on machine learning, the algorithm can use in order to do the right thing without making the over processing in these situations. So there are two examples, but of course, some of them are more difficult to explain. I hope it clarifies what can be done.
I think it does. I think what both of those examples reveal is that we are in a world now where you don't have to create static models that have to account for everything, which carries an overhead. With these more dynamic AI and machine learning, you can create a path of least resistance and therefore carry less either metadata or other workloads. Am I capturing that correctly?
Exactly. You get it fully right. I mean, it's really doing the right thing at the right time, basically,
without having to do extra things. So the evolution of technology has created a path to a leaner delivery of service. That said, though, Eric, I wonder what concerns are in the industry about backwards compatibility. You've talked about interoperability, and we've looked forward on how it is that we can carry things to make the future. But significant investments, I think of the broadcast industry, for instance, even for their internal operations, not for the entertainment purposes, or even the healthcare sector that have made existing investments in video technology and in digital video technology. How important, as we move forward towards this leaner, greener, more efficient, high fidelity future, how important is to ensure that backwards compatibility as we move ahead?
Backwards compatibility has always been a very big concern in this activities. And every time there is work initiated on a new standard, this topic is put on the table. The technical constraints often lead to new solutions that are not backward compatible, unfortunately. Because if you put backward compatibility in these new technologies, you add too much burden and too much constraints. So it's something that is managed in different ways. Two things allow to manage backwards compatibility. And as you say, the compatibility with the legacy is always very important. Is first, making sure that the technology and the system that are deployed use standards. That's really important because in the new technologies, the new systems, you can always implement the older systems, providing a possibility to improve, but still providing backward compatible option to make it work. So the use of standards is definitely one of the very strong advice that we would give to anyone deploying the newer digital video systems. And the other one, of course, is it's software definable systems. So I know it's a bit a contradiction with hardware implementation, but when something is software definable, of course, it's easier to reconfigure to make it compatible with something that was not existing initially. So it's a mix between hardware implementation and software definition. And there's no, I would say, ideal compromise, but this is also a way to ensure and to provide some level of backward compatibility.
Yeah, and Eric, to the headlines that are being generated by topics like artificial intelligence and machine learning, the sort of cloud economy has introduced this concept of the API or application program interface environment. Does that play a role? Is so that's sort of the new middleware in the minds of a lot of people. Is there an API play towards protecting previous investments in technology?
Clearly, in terms of system architecture, the APIs that start to become industry standards are really important because they allow to have, replaceable parts of the systems. So, yes, I think APIs can definitely help to ensure a certain level of backward compatibility, even if in the video world, the API of the video world is the format of the media that is transferred. So I would say it helps, but it's not solving the backward compatibility issue in the video world, the API.
Yeah, it does. It does then raise the importance of applying expertise and managed services to the equation, right? To sort of bridge the knowledge gap that exists with people that have a foot in the old world as they try to preserve their existing investments and yet take a step towards taking advantage of things like IPTV and next generation video traffic. Are you seeing that evolve in that direction?
Yes, of course. I mean, the IPTV systems we are deploying, especially in enterprise and business environments, are based on, more and more modular approaches with clear interfaces between the parts of the systems to make sure that they can integrate in existing environments and be used as part of a larger system, because video is, only a part of the picture. It's a resource in a consuming part, but it's not the only part. And for sure, we need to have a modular approach to ensure the system can evolve and can be interfaced to other parts of the world.
So, Eric, as we wrap up, what advice do you have for enterprise technologists that want to maximize and future-proof their investments in enterprise video applications?
Well, first, I would really advise to be committed to open standards. That's definitely what will ensure the compatibility with the legacy, and that's something that really makes the investment future-proof. Then it's also very important to think about innovative solutions and to be innovative in the approach where you deploy the systems. The usage can always evolve in time, so it's very important to think about the new way to implement things. And then it's also key to have good partnerships, because deploying new digital video systems is a matter of working with a team of people, a team of technologies which are really working together. And that's very important to have strong partnerships with the people who are working on innovative solutions based on open standards. And that's what VTech is all about.
Thank you so much, Eric, for taking the time to chat and for taking the time to really explore the nuances of how it is that we can be more energy efficient, more effective, and achieve important business objectives as we seek to create a greener planet with a nice, clear video image. Thank you so much for taking the time to chat, Eric.
You're welcome. Thank you.